The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Now, the GAA Special Congress are going to vote this weekend on proposals for changes to the structure of the All-Ireland Football Championship. To explain all, delighted to be joined in studio by Off The Ball's Ger Gilroy. Now, Ger, I know you and the rest of the lads on Off The Ball have been discussing this for some weeks now, but I'm going to ask you for a bit of an idiot's guide to help people like me catch up on what exactly is going on. First of all, can you explain, what is the rationale behind changing the structure at all?
Well, the championship is broken. We see ritual punishment beatings handed out to counties in the first round of the championship. Last year, there was no even backdoor for those counties to have a second beating handed out to them. So were their blushes spared? I'm not sure. So if you're not one of the three or four counties in the country who start the year believing that you can actually win the championship, increasingly, young men are deciding to ask, what's the point? And they're opting out. So, you know, if you trace back over the last decade, the number of players, particularly in those second and third and fourth tier counties, who did not come training, who did not want to represent their county, who felt no longer that the joy of being beaten by the Dubs on TV by 20 points or by Mayo or by Kerry or by any of those good teams, they felt no longer that it was worth spending their time doing that.
Okay, so huge amounts of training, all focused on this competition that really doesn't give any return to these players.
And even the middle tier team. So there's a great point that Andy McEntee, the Meath manager, made a couple of years ago when his team went out the week after the Leinster final. They would have been beaten badly by Dublin. This is a couple of years back now. Mm. He was like, the Dubs now are going to spend the next 8 to 12 weeks training in good weather. Everybody coming really excited about what's happening. Our season's over. How do we close the gap on this team who are much better than us? The weather is good, they bond, they go and they test themselves against the best team, but we're finished. How do I bridge that gap?
Yeah, okay, so yeah, that's an interesting one. They have a 12-week head start at the beginning of next year almost from the work they'll have done this year just by virtue of being in it.
And we all know that actually teams benefit more from playing games than they do from training. It's not a one training session equals one game. Every game accelerates all of the information that you know about your own team and about opposition and all that kind of stuff. So that feeds into in many, the whole system is completely broken.
Yeah.
Right? That's the starting point. Now, what happened was the then president, John Horan, set up a powerful group to go away and say, you look at all of the different strategies that we might have to fix this.
Mm.
And everybody was entitled to come forward with their viewpoint at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So loads of people took to their computers and emailed in convoluted or sometimes very simple solutions to the issues that there were. And this group went away and analysed every single one of those and came up with, they narrowed it down to two proposals, which is actually three proposals. One is you stick with the system we have and teams who are not very good in their provinces will move over to another province to make sure that we've got four provinces of eight so everybody gets the same number of games. Slightly convoluted. The weakest teams in Leinster would move to Munster. The weakest teams in Ulster would move to Connacht.
So okay.
You could have Antrim getting beaten in the first round of the Ulster Championship and then going on a run to win the Connacht Football Championship. Sounds great, doesn't it?
Okay. This is proposal...
That's A, right?
This is proposal A.
And when the proposals first came out,
yeah,
the general consensus was, that one's not bad. I think that we like the cut of your jib proposal.
Okay.
There was a strong kind of, it was in the ether for a month or two, and then COVID hit and they put back special Congress to this weekend. In the meantime, proposal B has garnered significant support.
What is proposal B?
Proposal B is starting the football championship in a league format with four divisions, so everybody gets seven games.
Okay.
And the winners of the championship, the winners of the Sam Maguire competition, will come from one of those 32 teams who play the same amount of games. That's the start of it. And then ultimately, five teams in Division A, Division 1 will make the playoffs, three teams in Division 2, one team in Division 3, one team in Division 4. Now, this is very controversial because say you're...
Where's the provincial championship?
Well, the provincial championships are played in February and March, where the league is played now.
Okay.
In the same weather as the league is played now. One of the criticisms that the people who are in favour of maintaining the status quo has is that it'll be a pre-season competition played in terrible weather. It's like, but it's played in the same way the National League is played in now. And everybody says the league is actually the best competition we have. So what you're saying is the league doesn't get the due respect it's afforded. All the arguments are circular, right? And it has become very entrenched. The provincial councils have all come out and said exactly the same thing. This will devalue the provincial championships.
Yes.
It will. It will devalue the provincial championships because the provincial championship system is broken. You can't have a competition that's fair where Longford are going up against Dublin. Every single year, the Longford footballers could get drawn against Dublin. The population of Longford is 30,000, 60,000, whatever it is. The population of Dublin is a million, whatever it is, right? This doesn't make any sense. Dublin should be up against the best teams. They should be forced to play the best teams week in, week out, because then they might get beaten. And they'll have three games at least away from home. Maybe there'll be some season where they have four games away from home and they're going to be tested in Clonus, in Castlebar, they're going to be in Kerry, and they're going to be somewhere else, wherever you want. It's going to
yes.
be hard for them to win as opposed to the automatic home advantage of Croke Park. There's a million different reasons why this might work. One other thing that needs to, I think, like, it would have been great if we could have got Bord Folcher to weigh in on this. 16 matches every weekend in May, right across the country. Provincial grounds throbbing to the sound of matches that are meaningful for their players.
Mm.
So would people from Dublin pick their holidays to go to Donegal for the weekend? Would they go to Killarney? Would they go to Mayo? Yeah, they would. My main problem here is that if we don't vote this in this weekend, history would show us that nothing is coming back soon. That we've had the qualifiers for 20 years and no change has been made with the exception of the Super 8s. And that took every bit of political power from Pádraig Duffy to get that through. And then it didn't really work and that got kicked out after 2 years because of COVID, not coming back for its third year. So it feels a little bit like it's now or never to get this done because the provincial councils have decided that they think they have a brilliant solution to this. Let's have a round robin in the provinces and codify the provinces as the grounding point for all future championships. That would be a disaster. That would be an absolute disaster. But that, I think, is on the table very strongly if this doesn't get through.
Okay, so that is what is being voted on this weekend. Have we any indication? It is a secret ballot, is it?
Well, it's a secret electronic ballot as well. So there's no paper record of how everybody votes. There's no written record of it. Counties have been coming out. We've been doing our John King CNN magic wall map.
Yeah.
And it's up on the Off the Ball social accounts. There's coast-to-coast support. It goes from Cork all the way up to Louth. And that's kind of a dividing line in the middle of the country. Could you possibly guess what Ulster are saying when they're asked yes or no? What does Ulster say? Ulster says no.
Why are Ulster opposed to it?
Because the Ulster Championship is good, they say.
Yeah.
Now, it's not great for Fermanagh. It's not great for Antrim.
The magic number is pretty high, isn't it, in terms of how many you need to vote?
So
is it 60%?
60%. And
what's the magic wall telling you then in Off the Ball studios?
It's on a knife edge.
Too, right.
Too close to call at the moment. One of the things that has emerged from this, which
you're worse than CNN.
Is very random, is that the overseas votes are actually greater than, say, the province of Ulster. So the Canadian board and the European board and the US board
right.
and the New York board all have votes.
And what way are they? Because I can understand, I could see an argument, I can imagine an argument for how they could go either way. You know, the kind of the romanticism of what has been there up until now, let's stick
yeah.
with it. You know, that would be strong.
Their ideas
amongst them.
Frequently the Irish emigrants' ideas of what life is like is cast in amber back in Ireland. I don't know how they're going to vote. The president, who is actually elected from the New York board, came out in favour of it. You would hope that sways a significant number of them, but it's going to be really, really close, I think, at this stage. I would say it's not going to happen.
Really?
That's my gut instinct, is that it won't happen and that we'll have some... we'll have the same championship we always had next year with the back door but without even the Super 8, and then they'll come up with something along the lines of a provincial round robin and everybody will tune out and watch the hurling for the first 2 months of the year.
Oh well, thank God the hurling is so open and competitive and literally any county could win it any given year. Pleasure as always, and I'm sure there will be lots of coverage. You can expect lots of coverage right through the weekend on Off the Ball of this special Congress and how that vote might go. Ger Gilroy, like I said, thank you very much. Now let's get the latest news headlines. Here's Eamon.